brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely state of Texas in the United States, specifically the city of Austin. And it is a beautiful, wonderful, incredible thing to be wherever it is that God sends us, to be doing whatever it is that He has for us to do. You know, life was meant to be an adventure. Life was meant to be a journey. Life was meant to be something that kept you involved for the duration of your time in this life. You know, I've met people that, they almost wish they could check out sooner than later because their lives have become very boring and cold and cynical. But the truth of it is that God wanted us to have an abundant life and to have a journey. And part of that journey is to go through some difficulties, some stresses, some hardships, some heartaches, some things that would test us in ways that we probably would never choose for ourselves, but they would test us in ways that would allow us to see where we are, see where we need to go, to understand more of His Lordship, His plan, His purpose for us, what it is that He intends for who we would be in this life. You know, too often people just look for an easy way, a secure way, a comfortable way through their journey and their time here. And the problem is that, if you want to become what God has for you, it's going to be a different path. You know, the world offers security. The world offers access. The world offers a lot of things, but the problem is people go into that reality and they find themselves dead. They find themselves compromised. They find themselves apart from truth. They find themselves away from that which is real. And then when they meet somebody that's walking in the light, that's walking in the truth, that knows God, that knows what life is meant to be, very often when they've been sold out to the world, they get very angry about those people. They want to put that light out. Something inside of them even responds very harshly to a follower of truth and to somebody that knows the way. You know, I'm amazed sometimes at some of the places that I've been where just because of the very nature of who we are as a follower of Christ and how people would respond to that, I'm amazed sometimes at just how the light elicits a reaction from people just by you being you. But you know what? That's okay, because that is part of our experience while we're here in this world. You know, Jesus said that, in this world we would have trouble, but take heart, for He's overcome the world, and we overcome the world through Him. Let me switch here. Let's go to John chapter 3. And, along those same lines too, in John chapter 3, He said, first, I'm going to go back to verse 16 because this is one that we always read, but I'm going to keep going from there. In verse 16, it said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." But let's keep going. "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." So, it is that epic struggle between light and dark, between the world and the world system and the kingdom of God and truth and light that has come into this world. Now here's the thing, light is always more powerful than dark. Just like you go into a room and you switch on the light, When you switch on the light, the darkness in that place has to flee, because darkness cannot exist in the presence of light. And that's why when you go into a place and people have an issue, it's oftentimes because of that light that's in you that shines through. And when there's darkness in their own hearts, that light that's in you reveals the darkness in those people that you're around. And that's why they respond the way they do. That's why they react the way they do. You know, they can't necessarily help themselves sometimes. You know, sometimes too, when people have no walls and no foundation in their lives, you know, the demonic just jumps in and out of them. And for those people, they will react because the spirits around them are reacting through them to that which is in you. You know, when Jesus walked into places, you remember when Jesus went and cast the demons out of, well, all over the place, wherever he went, and people, the demons, the people that were possessed would run over and would just say, you know, they would say, you know, what are you doing here? You know, have you come here to torture us before the appointed time? And they would beg him, you know, to not torture them, and to not, and they didn't, they just, they, the light that was in him affected them. And when his light and life is in you, it will affect the surroundings. It will affect people. It will change the environment. It will change the way that people relate to their own lives and their own time while they're here in the earth. And for people that have chosen the darkness, for people that have chosen to go the way of the world and made that their deliberate choice, those are going to be the people that will have the biggest issue with you. They will. And it's because of your choice. You've chosen to go the way of the light, they've chosen to go the way of the dark, and something in them is compelling them to try to crush, to put out, to seduce, to ultimately, if they can seduce, they can dim that light that's in you, whatever it is that they can try to do to alter that state, because they don't like the fact that you shine bright in the truth. Now, when you realize that's part of your reality here, you can begin to start making some adjustments. And when you begin to start making some adjustments, you then you anticipate that. So it's not that we're not going to complain about this. All right, we understand that this is part of the reality of being here. But we make some adjustments. So when it comes to the people that would get close to us, when it comes to the type of reality that we are going to allow ourselves to engage in, when it comes to the kind of things that we will let become part and parcel of our day-to-day activities, you know, we make good choices. You know, there are people that want to be part of your life that should not be part of your life. There are places that you may choose not to go just because of what's going on inside of you. Not that you can't. You can go anywhere you want, ultimately, because, you know, all things are permissible, but not everything is beneficial. That's what Paul said. You know, all things are permissible. You can, listen, essentially, the way that my buddy says it too is you can choose to do whatever you want, you just can't choose the consequences. that's a modern day interpretation and a modern day way of saying it. Look, you can go all kinds of different places if you want to, but you can't choose the consequences for the places you go, the things you do, the people that you align your life with. That is why it is to your best interest to make choice in line with what is good, what is right, what is true, what is essentially part of the Word of God, because then you will reap the benefit of those choices. You know, when we make a choice, it sets in motion a change of events. and a whole series of events that will come after when you make a choice. So when you make a choice, when you make a decision, and you put your life on a particular path to make a certain decision, it will begin to unlock a series of other things that will come after that. It's a spiraling effect. So, for example, if you get up in the morning, you say, you know what, I am going to make a choice. I am going to begin to exercise 3 times a week for 30 minutes in the morning, you know, every week. And you've never done that before. And you really start doing that consistently, and you start, being deliberate about that. Well, the consequence of making that regular choice is going to be that as time goes on, you're going to see a lot of health benefits come into your life from just making that very simple, deliberate choice. Likewise, you know, if you choose to go a way that's negative for you, you choose to wrap your life up with people that maybe aren't so good for you, well, then when negative things start happening in your life, that's going to be a consequence of that. See, this is where, and we talked about this a little bit recently too, God gives you that peace that passes all understanding. He gives you that peace inside of your heart as a safeguard. And that peace will help you make decisions. It will help you to choose to not do certain things, and it will help you to choose to do certain things. Because in Psalms, when God talked to us about the journey that we take, He is the one that leads us beside the still waters. Let me find that one for you really quick. And yes, all right. So Psalm 23 verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." All right. So, amen. Praise the Lord. But verse 2 says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." You know, for the child of light, Jesus has a very stilling, calming, peaceful effect. And for the spawn of darkness, for those that are on the other side, the very same light that is calming and peaceful and stilling to us causes them to be very, very turbulent and very stirred up and just in a huge, huge tussle. So, you know, for us, because we walk with truth and light, we, in turn, when we experience peace, when we are led by the Spirit of God, we experience an incredible sense inside of our heart when we're on that track with Him. And for the worlders, when they come into the presence of light, it shakes up the apple cart for them, and they don't like it. So they have to try to put it out. They have to try to destroy it. But when it comes to you in your life and making decisions in your own life, you make choice and decision as the Spirit of God leads you. So sometimes, you know, we're put in places, you know, life is full of choices. Life will always be full of choices. You will always be making decisions throughout your life of, I mean, all kinds of things. But to learn the process of putting something before the Lord and allowing that peace of God to help you to make a decision, to help you to make a choice, is crucial to walking this life out free. You know, God wanted you to walk this life out free. It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. So, for example, for some of you guys out there that are trying to make certain decisions and certain choices, Proverbs 3, verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." So, you know, when we trust in the Lord with all our heart, when we don't lean on our own understanding, in all of our ways, when we acknowledge Him and He directs our path. And how? What is part of the way that He directs our path? Well, His peace. His peace helps direct your path. The peace of God helps you make decision, helps you make choice, helps you. Now that peace, you've got, when you learn to listen to that quickening of the Holy Spirit, you know, and it is a still small voice, the way that God speaks to us, and you know, beginning to, you know, I know sometimes we can tend to do this where God will speak to us, and yet because there's something that we might want in our flesh, or maybe a certain way that we've been mentally programmed, because of our past, because of our homes, because of our families, because of our upbringing, because of our education, because of our culture, because of our history, our heritage, whatever, there may be something that compels us to want to ignore the peace of God and ignore the still small voice of the Spirit of God because we want to make a particular decision in a particular way. But the downside of it is, as we go down that other path, we've not trusted God with all of our heart. We've actually leaned on our own understanding. And we've ignored that. And we've gone down another path. And the end result of going down that other path is some difficult times, unnecessary suffering. You know, everybody suffers in this life. We all do. But when you suffer for Christ, and when you suffer for the gospel, and when you suffer for doing the will of God, that suffering is short-term. It only lasts for a little while. And there's long-term, eternal benefits to it. But when you suffer for going your own way, for doing your own thing, for following the world, that suffering lasts a long time. And the consequence of that, there's zero benefit to suffering for going the way of the world. You don't get anything out of that. And it goes on. It goes on for a really, really, really long time. But this is where learning to settle yourself in to the peace of God and how He speaks to you, and allow that peace to help you make decision, help you make choice. That peace is what's going to, when it's unsettled, then you stop and you spend some time praying. Then you stop and you spend some time putting it before God. You know, and sometimes you've got to, you know, mix it up. Sometimes you've got to get out of your place. Sometimes you've got to just go out into nature and pray. You know, take your Bible with you. Take a notebook with you. Spend some time. Write it out. Put it before God. You know, as you do those kind of things, you're now allowing for the Spirit of God to help direct you. You know, a lot of times with things that we've seen in scriptures where people have been put in difficult positions, you know, God will allow people to be put in tough spots because when they're following Him, because He can now work a miracle in and through that person's life as they trust Him and as they follow Him. He's working miracles out through their lives as they're trusting Him. But you've got to sometimes be put in a difficult situation in order for it to be miraculous. If you could do it on your own, if you could fix it on your own, then there wasn't necessarily a need for God to show up in the first place, because you could have done it. See, God wants to show Himself strong through you. And part of the process of that happening is you and I being put in challenging circumstances as we follow Him, and in those challenging circumstances for him to show himself strong on our behalf so that we can take confidence in our trust in him. Because back to Psalm 23, where it says, verse 3 says, "He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness," the paths of righteousness, "for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Now, you know, when I, sometime back when I was reading that, I was saying to myself, I was like, what in the world are we doing in the valley of the shadow of death? And here's the thing, he's the shepherd. The shepherd leads his sheep in John chapter 10. They won't follow the voice of another. So he's the shepherd and he's leading his sheep. And his sheep, as they're being led through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, it gets better. Here, verse 5 says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So not only are we walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but he's preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies. So our enemies are pretty close. So we're sitting across from our enemies, and we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and this is where God is leading us. Ultimately, God is not pulling us out of the world, but he's taking us through the world in step with him. And he's leading us, he's guiding us, he's protecting us, he's watching over us. His angels have been given charge over you and I that we would not strike our foot against a stone. God has put his angels in charge over our lives that we would walk this thing out. But as we trust in him, he's made provision and made a way around us that we will be okay as we go through this. And we will do exploits and we will walk out this thing. And though we be in the natural at times seemingly outnumbered, but our life and our reality is not contingent on what the natural circumstances look like. Rather, our life and our circumstances are contingent on the Spirit of God and what he said. Promotion is from the Lord. Provision is from the Lord. The cattle on a thousand hills belongs to him. You know, the silver and gold is his. All of it. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That means the whole thing belongs to him. We're allowed to experience certain things in this life to understand aspects of his character, of his nature, of his goodness, of his love for us, of his love for you and his love for me. That said, you know, our life and our experience and our time here in this world is not... it's not what the world says it is. It's about him and it's about the path and the journey that he has for you and I. You know, it's more about the journey. And that journey is right now, in this moment. In this moment right now is the place and the time where you choose to direct your heart, your mind, your thoughts, your emotions, your intentions, your entire volition, 100%, towards him. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with every aspect of your being, love God. And out of the overflow of his love into your life, love your neighbor as yourself. You know, God will flow through you. Because he said, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If any man thirst, let him come unto me, and I will give him to drink, and out of his belly will flow rivers of living water." When you drink of Christ Jesus, his life flows through you into a world that is thirsty and starving and dying apart from him. And you show people the way that they can go. Your life refreshes others, but then you got to point them in that direction. You got to point them towards Jesus, because they don't have to live off of you. And they're not supposed to live off of you. They're supposed to live from the very source, your source. And there is abundance in him. There's no limitation in him. So that is God's plan and purpose for us while we walk through this life. Now, as you continue on in your path, allow the peace of God to help you make your decisions and to help you make your choices. There's going to be a lot of people around you that will have your best interest at heart. And thank God for them. But at the same time, the Spirit of the Lord is the one that's going to have to lead you. Because that is a path of life, of peace, of fulfillment, of joy, when you are stepping into that place where it's Him leading you, Him guiding you, Him directing you. Not you of yourself, but He of His good pleasure leading you in your and in the direction you would go. And as you have sold all of yourself out to the truth, to Jesus, to walking with Him, as you've gone all in, then as you go with Him, God goes with you. And He will put it in your heart, the direction and the choice. And as you make a decision and as you make a move and as you go forward, you're going to see that God is going to be right there with you, blessing your efforts, blessing the work of your hands, watching over you, guiding you, leading you, strengthening you in the truth. And you can go on in that, in Jesus' name, with confidence. So with that, hey, God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, say hi, and you can also reach us through our Facebook page, and you can also even catch little video clips here and there on YouTube. We got a channel up there. We love you guys, and hopefully we'll be able to keep up a little bit more. Been traveling a lot, so it's not as easy to post as usual as when we're in a single spot, but we still, God still makes the way for us to be able to share with you. So, hey, we love you guys. Keep on keeping on. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.